Extreme Anime Radio.
We're on the air with the Extreme Anime Radio podcast. It is January the 18th, 2024, Season 9, Episode 2, otherwise known as the show before Neff's birthday. As we can see immediately, the emoji go by for you, Neff. So happy birthday, 6 days in advance.
Well, thank you very much, especially to the person who decided to, you know, fling the emoji at us. yes, it's, you know, another orbit around the sun that I've made in relatively one piece, sort of.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you said one piece.
Well, hey, you know, there's not a day I can go by without putting an anime reference in somewhere.
Yeah, right. So there's a little tribute. Here's to you.
Oh, dear. Canada, eh? Well, if you'll excuse me, I will have my adult beverage.
Yes. Although my beverage is just a straight Coke, not your Coke cocktail that you like to have.
Yes, Canadian Club for those, or Crown Royal for those who are curious.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. As I mentioned, yes, Neff's birthday is next week, but because of timing and scheduling and everything, this will be the podcast before his birthday, so we're going to celebrate tonight with a little brief shindig, and then continue with Ace Attorney tonight. 6 days before Neff's birthday, 6 days before my mother's birthday. And that's a wonderful thing. Neff's birthday and my mother's birthday are all intertwined. And 6 days until Apollo Justice rears its ugly head.
I'm trying to remember the character design. I wouldn't call it exactly an ugly head. I would call it a unique head.
Yes.
But that's a bit, you know, that's a bit different.
So welcome to the podcast, everybody. If you want to see what these emojis are all about, if you're listening to us on the podcast, that's what Twitch and YouTube are for, so look us up on Twitch, twitch.tv/Extreme Anime Radio, or on YouTube at Extreme Anime Radio. And of course, if you still like to go audio, you can find us on Spotify, your favorite podcasting platform. Look for the Extreme Anime Radio podcast. Hello to everybody in the chat room. Hello to Liz. Glad you're doing okay, Liz. Junji, welcome to you, and of course, Bree. I wonder if Bree can figure something out about the background that I have for tonight.
Hmm.
Can you figure that out, Neff?
I was going, wait a minute, is that a restaurant in Japan by any chance?
It is indeed. So I'm sure Bree's going to tell you what that is. So this is also a year since Bree and I started our Japan trip. Can you believe that?
It's amazing how time flies when you're having fun.
Time goes too fast, I think. I feel like we were just there, you know?
Well, since I haven't been there in 11 years. No. I can't keep track. 11 years, I think. I think so, yeah.
2013. Oh, yeah, you're right. 2013.
Yeah, 2013. At 11 is 2024. See, I am not, you know, I may be getting older, but I'm not getting senile yet. When I get senile, you'll know it, folks. I'll actually start making sense.
But yes, the restaurant here is a local restaurant called, well, local to where we were staying. And as far as Japan goes, you will find these all over the place. This was Matsuya. Matsuya is a beef bowl place.
Beef bowl.
Yes. We had not just beef bowls, but a lot of stuff there. And it was very convenient, just a few walks away from the hotel. Recently opened, because I don't think this place was open the last time I visited the area. So, fairly new restaurant. And you can order from a touchscreen. They have the English language touchscreen you can order from, which was very, very convenient for us. So we could make our orders, add our side dishes and whatever. And you have your free condiments on the table. You can sort of see some behind me there, including the sauce to go with the beef, some other toppings. And of course, this being in the COVID era back then, every table had hand sanitizer.
You know what? That's one thing that we should have actually kept, because I got to be honest with you, I've watched people nowadays and it's just like, you didn't learn anything. Or you just want to go back to the way you were. Ick.
Yeah. But no, this is around the time we stayed in Tokyo. We saw the sumo tournament and oh my goodness. Now my YouTube timeline, because I've been looking up stuff about Japan, is all filled with here are some 10 wonderful food places in Japan. And there's like dozens of videos that I come up on my timeline saying, oh my goodness.
You're like, wait a minute. A plane ride. Stomach. Yeah. Plane ride. Stomach.
Yes. Well, yeah. If I want to have authentic food, yeah. A plane ride, or in the case of both of us, two plane rides each way, because we had to meet up and then fly over. So.
Well, yeah, that was the problem in your case. You had to sort of join at the hip. I was able to just go the one shot, which, to be honest, after having done the transfer thing, it was okay, but I much prefer one flight. I'm one of those people like, just put me on the pressurized tube once.
Yeah.
Then take me down and I'm happy.
Yeah. It was cheaper. That was one thing about the transfer in our case, because it was cheaper. We took advantage of Los Angeles. Los Angeles, as I've learned from my many years of researching Japan flights, saying, when's the next time I'm going to go? So I'm going to keep doing my research and everything. Los Angeles, there's a big demand for flights from Los Angeles to Tokyo, or to Japan in general. So you're going to find a lot of cheap flights from Los Angeles. That's essentially what we did. We flew to LA, we met there, we spent the night, and then it's not, you know, we transfer flights in 2 or 3 hours. We stayed the night both ways, so it was helpful in that regard. And then, yes, cheap airfare.
Well, I know that Vancouver is normally the jumping off point if you're doing like a two trip, or maybe even Calgary, but as far as I can tell, it isn't that much cheaper, to be quite honest, for all the headache you go through and, you know, all the other fun stuff with transferring.
Yeah, yeah. But I know we've spoken about this plenty of times in the past. We may have to do another travel show in the future. But yes, I keep seeing all these YouTube videos, and it's like, yeah, I'm being called. But I already have short-term travel plans with my parents. I have to get those out of the way first and then figure out what's happening after that.
Funny you should mention that, because I ended up, I got told, you've got about 24 days of vacation you have to use by March 31st. You're going to lose it.
Oh, boy.
So now I have these two blocks of time in February and March where I'm going, it's two-week stretches. I'm going, can I do something with it that doesn't involve me just doing physio at home all day?
But no, that is the big question, though, isn't it?
Indeed. It's like, yeah, I'd so like to be, you know, getting out of here for a while and not see these same few walls, the same few walls at work. Work that tries to freeze us all. Because the HVAC system is completely bonkers. See, the problem is we share a floor with a medical facility.
Uh-huh.
And they have to keep a certain part of their offices cold for their samples.
I see.
Which screws up our HVAC. So that by the time the sun goes over the building and starts setting is when we all have to start bundling up. Or in my case, putting on a heated vest. And by heated vest, I'm talking a vest that you plug a power bank into and it's heating time.
Oh, boy. Well, I could tell you about the situation in my workplace during the winter time because we have to keep all the TV equipment nice and cool. But, yeah, that's going to be for some other time, I think.
Well, to be fair, it would make kind of sense because the TV equipment you work with would tend to generate heat.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's like my TV at home. In the cave here, it's an older style plasma that burns 300 watts of power an hour. I literally do not need to turn the heat on, except the last couple of days where I've had to, you know, crank it just a ditch.
Using the wonderful, nice and cool is my new TV over here. My electricity bill, I think, has gone down a little bit.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I know I should probably look at saying, okay, sayonara to this TV, but A, it still works. B, I probably wouldn't find as good a picture unless I spent, you know, a lot more money than I'd like to right now.
Yeah.
And C, I don't throw away things just because they use a lot of power.
Right. But actually it's not just my TV. It's also my receiver because I replaced the receiver prior to that as well. So two more energy efficient things.
Yeah, again, and you never realize how much power you're actually using, you know, when you're running a home theater system until you actually look and you go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, nothing surprises me anymore with Con Edison, the way they charge for electricity over here these days now. It just, you know, it's kind of like, random fortune cookie. This is your bill. Oh, okay.
Well, okay. So there's probably, I would say, you know, the charge for the actual electricity you use, and then all the below the line fees.
Yeah, there we have a few of those. Yeah.
Yeah, including one I really enjoy called the delivery charge. They charge you to deliver the electricity. I'm going, what? How else are we supposed to get the electricity? Are we supposed to drive there, pick it up in a bucket, and bring it home and use it?
On a future show, we'll have to go line by line. Probably not going to be the next time we do the podcast, because the next time we do the podcast is very likely going to be 2 weeks from today, which will be February 1st. And February 1st, for those of you who have been around the station for a long time, know that it is going to be the station's 23rd birthday. February 1st, 2001, the station's birthday.
As I said to JR off air, almost old enough to rent a car without any restrictions, but not quite there yet.
This is the Extreme Anime Radio Podcast. Let's talk a little bit about anime, Neff. So I saw some interesting news coming out of Anime News Network and some other sources. The return of an anime series, well, a whole collective, if you will, that is almost as old as us. Monogatari series is coming back with an anime. Aniplex teased it over the last few days. I believe they had the letter M and the letter O. There's a very unique way to tease an upcoming series.
Well, given that it's Aniplex, I'm met with both interest and a little bit of trepidation.
Oh, I just said oh, haha.
Haha. Well, as we all know, Aniplex, you know, with their titles tends to, especially when they're, you know, distributing the home video versions, tends to believe in the rinse and repeat routine. As in rinse their customers for their money and then repeat it, you know, shortly thereafter.
Well, I did read that Shaft is going to be involved. That's a name that rings my bell. I'm sure yours too.
That is a bell that has not rung in a very long time, I must admit, at least for me.
Let's see. What did Shaft do?
What did Shaft do? Well, they didn't fall down the elevator, that's for sure.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Gourmet Girl Graffiti, but there's another one that kind of rings my bell. It's not coming up here. I can't find it here in Wikipedia because the Wikipedia article is so long.
Ah, yes. That's the problem with Wikipedia. It tends to be a bit of a rabbit hole. Unless you know exactly what you're looking for, including not only the subject, but the actual thing, you just lose yourself.
Okay, I found it. Mahoromatic, which I remember watching. And
yes, I have the DVDs.
Tsukiyomi Moonface, which I think I've watched all but the last four episodes. I don't know why I stopped.
I have those DVDs, some of them signed by the voice actors, as I recall.
Oh, okay. And Negima, there's another one.
Oh, yes. Harry Potter meets Love Hina. Yikes.
Sayonara Zetsubou Sensei. And F, A Tale of Memories. And then, yeah, they've been actually involved with all of the, if not most of the, Monogatari series. They were involved with Bakemonogatari, Monogatari, which was the very first one. So, but no, I just was interested just in the way, as you say, Aniplex chose to advertise everything.
Well, as I say, I like Aniplex because they tend to do rather unique things with their properties. It's just like I said, it's when they go to sell those properties to the home video audience, it's just like, oh my poor wallet.
Yes. And then the other news that I read is about the movie that we're all waiting to be released. And what is that, Neff?
That would be Spy X Family, as I recall.
Correct. We still don't have an official release date in North America. But one update that did come about, I think, since we did the podcast was the news that tomorrow in Japan, or technically speaking today, because January 18th here, it's already January 19th over there. So, quote-unquote, today in Japan, a limited number of movie theaters are going to share the Spy Family movie with English subtitles. Now, I don't recall that being a thing. Is this something maybe a one-off, or is there something else? Is it something that anime movies with English subtitles are released, you know, on a more frequent basis? I'm not exactly sure.
I can't recall, to be quite honest, an English release for a new title in Japan with English subtitles. That's completely out of left field for me. Is there any sort of like major event or something in Japan happening that might increase the number of English-speaking people who would want to see this?
No, I mean, the only thing I read was that, well, I'll try to pull up the news here to see if there's any more information, but all I read was that the English subtitle version will be shown in 9 cinemas, and they are located in Tokyo, Kanagawa, so that would include Yokohama, Osaka, Nagasaki, and Okinawa.
Interesting.
So, okay. So the official source is the Spy Family Twitter or X account, which posted something in English. We are pleased to announce that Spy Family Code Y will be released with English subtitles on January 19th. And it lists all the theaters that are showing it. And it looks like actually most of them are in the Tokyo area.
Well, thinking about it and just, you know, expanding my mind a little bit, oh, scary thought, because Spy X Family does pay homage to the older generation of spy movies, including, of course, the James Bond series, it's very possible that they are targeting that niche audience who, you know, would watch a Bond film and would want English subtitles in their Bond film, as opposed to, you know, straight Japanese dialogue.
Right.
That's a very, it should be a very small audience, but you never know.
Yes. So, still no word on when that movie's going to be released. So, of course, when we hear something, we'll pass it along on the next show. You, sir, are now enveloped in an anime that people keep telling me to watch.
Ah, yes, Change Soldier. It is rated TVMA on High Dive. And the first episode, I didn't quite understand why. The latest two that I just caught up on? Oh, yeah. There is a very good reason it's rated MA.
Yeah.
And I'll give you two letters. T and A. And the best part is, there are literally scenes that, you know, are the full Monty. And yet there are scenes where there are strategic, you know, foliage, etc., that block out some naughty bits. And I'm going, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Why do you go full Monty in one scene and the next scene it's like, you know, foliage to cover some bits? I'm like, if you're going to go that way, you may as well go all the way.
Yeah. So not to be confused with Chainsaw Man, which is sounds similar, but I think is a completely different premise.
Well, I'll say this. There are some parts of Chainsaw Man where you might get a little bit of that vibe in Chain Soldier, especially the whole, you know, slave thing, etc.
Right.
Although, like I said, I've likened it to Chain Soldier to Dragon Ball Z meets Chainsaw Man with a dash of Love Hina. Which, if you can figure out how that works, folks, you're better off than I am.
Oh, boy.
And I'm watching this.
Well, then I'll expect a full report from you later.
Indeed. And I'm not sure how many episodes it is. It's probably only going to be 12 or so, which will take it to a certain point, at least in the manga, where it's like, okay, this is a good place to stop temporarily. But if you stop here, people are going to say, where's season two? And we got our first taste of one of the characters in Chain Soldier that I find both fascinating and frightening.
Hmm.
One of the section chiefs in another section of Mato who takes a liking to our chained soldier. A rather aggressive and slightly possessive liking.
Interesting.
You'll know her because she's in the opening credits.
Okay.
And she plays with a collar. As in a collar for a dog or some other, you know, small animal. And it's like, oh boy, you're going to be a fun one.
And let me level out this conversation for a second. So you said Mato. So is that the way the characters travel between dimensions? Is that how that works?
Well, no, that's the actual name of the place.
Okay.
Mato. So they go through gates. Most of the time, it's deliberate.
Okay.
But in other times, it's by accident. And that's how our male MC ends up in Mato.
Mm-hmm.
What they call a Mato incident, where basically, you know, he literally just accidentally walks through effectively a hidden wormhole into Mato.
Okay.
And gets quickly introduced to the local, shall we say, inhabitants. Who are rather aggressive and see him not as friend, but food.
I see. I'm just skimming the Wikipedia on it a little more. I'm like, oh my goodness.
As I warned JR, it's like you gotta go in there with an open mind because, like I said, the manga Yeah. The anime's not far behind. I'll say this. I expected them to tone it down a bit more than they have, and I'm going, if they get to the real fun bits, this will be interesting to see how much of it, you know, survives on the TV.
Oh, yeah. So the manga is by Takahiro is the name of the manga artist, yeah?
Yes, and he did Agami ga Kill, I think, as well.
Oh, wow. That's another big franchise, yeah.
In fact, somebody else I was talking to about this particular series said to me and was afraid that, okay, wait a minute, is this going to be one of those series where, you know, you introduce a character, you build them up, and then they kill them off? And as I said to him, and I may be minor spoiling a bit, this manga is taking absolute care not to kill anybody off by any consequence.
Yeah.
Even to the point of an absolute MacGuffin to try and keep someone alive.
Right.
And it's like, okay, considering your previous works where people died left, right, and center, this is a nice change.
So, I don't know how much I want to say about this, but this is again taken directly off of this Wikipedia article. Uh-oh. There are two versions of the show that air on separate networks.
Well, allegedly, High Dive claims the version we get is the uncensored version. From what I've seen, I'm pretty sure that's pretty much it. Yeah. They can't show much more without it just being, you know, straight out hentai.
Yeah.
So, yikes.
Tooling a fine line there, huh?
Which makes me wonder, will they dub this? But then again, they also dubbed Why the Hell Are You Here, Teacher? So, you never know.
Uh-oh, was that a bad one?
Just watch it. I can't, you know, I don't want to spoiler it, but it's like, let's just say there are a lot of tropes that get used and used and used and used.
Oh, no. Well, if depending on how the weather holds up these next couple of days, we may have something to do, but hey, I have a lot of stuff on my anime watch list, so.
Well, yeah, that's the problem with the weather, you know, especially in your neck of the woods right now. It's like, just when you think, okay, it's all calmed down, we can dig out now, more comes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll know tomorrow morning and the morning after to see what's going on with the work, but yeah, if it's extremely cold in my line of business, we don't work.
Well, in my line of work, even if the snow gets to a certain point, I'm still expected to go in. So it's like, okay, I might be safe. I don't trust the other drivers around me, but I'm safe-ish.
Well, before it gets too late, Nev, let's talk about another important subject at hand. NFL divisional playoffs, and your Buffalo Bills are just steamrolled over the snow.
Well, I'll say this. That game last Sunday was, or Monday, to correct myself, was a game typical of the Bills this season where it's like, happy, sad, happy, thank God it's over. And now, for the first time in the playoffs, we are facing the Chiefs at Highmark. The Buffalo Bills home stadium. So, and my derisive name for Mr. Patrick Mahomes is Kermit. So I'm now saying, like, okay, Kermit and the Swifties, come on down to Highmark. Necessary, you know, we'll just show you some snow and lots of it.
That sounds like a band, Kermit and the Swifties.
Well, we'll have them singing the blues soon enough, hopefully.
So
I'm literally probably cursing the team to, you know, absolute failure, but please, you know, I'd like to see you beat Kansas City in the playoffs just once, please.
So let's see. You've got the score isn't coming up as easily here, or the timetable, because NFL.com wants to show me ads. Oh, you've got the last game.
Yep. 6:30 Sunday night.
So
I'll be either going to bed bouncing or going to bed very, very unhappy.
Yes. Oh, and we heard, because I see this reminds me, because CBS is the broadcast medium of choice. So the Super Bowl is apparently going to be, technically speaking, the first simulcasted Super Bowl. Simulcasted, I guess, is the word you'd say. The first simulcasted Super Bowl since the original Super Bowl, then known as the AFC-NFC Championship game. Because the CBS feed, which I... Yeah, CBS is doing the Super Bowl this year. Univision, the Spanish language network, has reached an agreement with CBS to air the Super Bowl on Univision in Spanish.
Ooh. Now that's a bit of an interesting twist.
Here's the bigger twist. Well, not so much of a twist because this is another CBS or Paramount-owned network. I forget what these companies are now. Is it Paramount, I think?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So, Nickelodeon is also going to broadcast the Super Bowl.
Okay, now they've been doing, you know, several wild card rounds and some actual games, but the Super Bowl? That's interesting.
So this is going to be the Super Bowl with all the special effects, and it's going to be co-hosted by SpongeBob SquarePants and company.
Yeah, okay. That has an audience. Fine. I'm just sort of glad that up here in Canada, it's behind another paywall that I refuse to pay for.
So, they say that one of the rules analysts will be, if I read this correctly, Dora the Explorer.
Ay. Okay. You know what? I think I'll take the saner, you know, Canadian broadcast, even though they, you know, nuke the American ads. Uh-huh. Heck, if I'm really feeling adventurous, I'll watch it on DAZN because they offer French commentary.
Now, I'll give you something about the Nickelodeon broadcast, because, again, if I read this correctly, the play-by-play guy is pretty respectable play-by-play person, actually. Noah Eagle, the son of Iron Eagle.
Yeah, there's no nepotism there, folks. None at all.
So I think this is going to be something that, you know, I'm morbidly curious about all those feeds. I'd like to see how Univision calls a touchdown, and I'd like to see how the Super Bowl turns out. So it's probably going to be one of the many things I DVR as the Super Bowl is going on.
Well, the good news is if I really wanted to watch the French broadcast, DAZN will keep it online for a while. So, you know, after the Super Bowl, I could say, okay, let's watch this, you know, in French and see if, you know. Now, the one thing they don't have, they won't have the halftime show because they won't have the rights.
Ah.
See, DAZN only has the rights to the actual game. So no halftime stuff, no nothing.
What do they air during that time, though? Do they have, like, a special show, or they just go to, like, B-rate programming?
Depending. Sometimes it's literally just their ads for 18-odd minutes.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's got to be sick to sit through.
Especially their choice of music. I wouldn't say it's bland, but if it was any blander, it would be like, you know, Melba Toast. Just that bland.
So bland as some of the music I occasionally hear on the Francophone CBC on satellite, right?
Ooh. Oh, you okay, now you're going to get hate mail from Francophones of Quebec who are listening to us. You know that, right? Or they're going to send it to me. And it's like, wait a minute, I didn't say that. He did.
You're the Canadian representative, after all.
Exactly.
And here I am just sitting in a Japanese restaurant.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting somewhere in space.
Yeah, I see that. So, as we bring this podcast to a close, what are your resolutions for your next year around the sun?
No hospital stays for number one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, no, no. No more. I don't want to do that again.
I don't want those either. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like this. Let's see. Well, I don't know. I mean, as long as I end up, you know, healthy, upright, still have a job, maybe not the same job I have right now, real life, that is. As long as I'm employed, I'm pretty much okay. I mean, as I've gotten older, I'm getting a little more to the point of it's like, you know what? As long as I'm not, you know, sitting in a cardboard box trying to keep warm by lighting the cardboard box and myself on fire accidentally, I think I'm doing okay.
Yeah. So I wish you the very best. I know you've got a wonderful day and night planned. In the Canadian tradition of birthdays, you're going to go see hockey.
Indeed. I'm going to be going with a friend I made in my rehab. He is going to be coming separately from myself, but we're both going to end up in nice seats in the one corner. I think you've actually been in those seats.
Yeah.
On the 300 level.
The ones that you just walk in, yeah?
Yeah, and it'll be like this great expansive view. And now that things have been upgraded in the arena, we can get food sent to our seats. We don't have to go get it and stand in line.
That's a good thing.
For me, especially, because carrying stuff, right now, it's just no.
Yeah, I wonder, so is that not for all the seats? There's just for specific seating arrangements, I guess?
Actually, I think they're doing it for all the seating except the really, really cheap seats. And by really cheap, I'm using air quotes here because, of course, that's still $60 a crack for the cheap stuff up in the, you know, rafters.
Yeah.
I mean, the best part is this is going to be what I would call a rivalry game because the opponents for the Maple Leafs that night will be the Winnipeg Jets. The Winnipeg Jets are, number one, the hottest team in the Western Conference. Number two, their fans travel really, really well.
Ooh.
So it will be loud. The Jets players will be hearing the cheers, and it will be a fight to try and, you know, keep the, you know, Maple Leafs fans, you know, up and going. Because of course, in the 100 section, you have the hoity-toities who are like, "You want us to cheer, but I might spill my caviar."
Well, hope you have a wonderful time, and maybe we can get a recap the next time we do the podcast in a couple of weeks.
That sounds like an excellent plan, sir. I will make sure of it.
Very good. So as we wrap up our podcast tonight, just a couple of things. I was going to embellish on this a little bit here on the show. Of course, embellishing something you can't do in hockey, right?
No, that'll get you extra too.
Yes. So next week, the original plan for next week was we were just going to do a stream on Thursday, next week Thursday, to do Apollo Justice. So that's still happening. However, Monday, we are going to have a very special show on Twitch, and it'll go to YouTube later after that. And Nev's invited to join it as well. But we're going to have Mischievous Duck cosplay on video, tasting some Japanese snacks, which is an idea that she's had for a while. And so we're going to make that happen. We'll hopefully have a wonderful time with her. A special guest, Mischievous Duck cosplay, on a special stream Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Again, that'll be on Twitch. And then the replay of that after it finishes will go to YouTube after the 24-hour Twitch hold expires, if you will. So we have that, and then as I mentioned, Apollo Justice next Thursday, and then the following Thursday, that week we may have more than one stream, but I can definitely tell you that the next podcast will be Thursday evening, February 1st, unless something drastically changes in our schedules. So please bookmark that, and we'll have more information, as per usual, on our usual social media links and outlets, which Neff will go over with you right now.
Yes, if you have any questions, concerns, compliments, or complaints about this broadcast, or anything you hear on Extreme On Your Radio, drop us a line at extremeonyourradio@gmail.com. or hit us up on our social media pages. To get to those, you can go to linktree.com/anime radio. There you'll find our Facebook page, our X account, our Instagram account, our Discord server, our Twitch streams, our YouTube channel at Extreme Anime Radio, and archived versions of this podcast are available at anchor.fm/anime radio or your favorite podcasting platform.
All right. So we thank you for joining us here for a nice little chat about anime and birthdays and football. And I know Neff's going to be rooting for the best on Sunday night. And now if the whoever wins your game goes to the conference championship, and who would you like to see in the conference championship real quick, Neff, if the Bills were to advance?
There is a part of me that does want to see the Ravens because Lamar Jackson is an earlier version of Josh Allen in that he can do things with his legs and his arm and his mind that not many quarterbacks can do. Right. But that's also why I don't want to see him in the conference championships, because it will be like fighting, you know, fighting yourself. That's not good. Now, I will say this, the Texans did win against the Browns. But honest, I don't think they have much of a chance. So I think it will be the Ravens in the AFC as the opponent for, and I'm saying this, you know, and, you know, looking up at the sky, the Buffalo Bills. Now, over in the NFC, things get really, really interesting. Because I'm looking at that and I'm going, okay, I can see San Francisco, but I could see also Green Bay taking San Francisco out back of the woodshed and, you know, El Kabong.
Ooh.
Just because Green Bay did do the El Kabong to the Dallas Cowboys. We're not expecting to, you know, get murdered on national television.
Yeah.
Now, Detroit, I think, is going to come out of their game simply because Detroit, you know, I mean, their coach talks about biting kneecaps. Mm-hmm. This is a man driven to win. And I think he has gotten the team to buy in.
Right. So. Yes, that will be, I'm just looking at, the information here. So the rare instance is that if the Bills win and the Texans win, that becomes a conference championship at Highmark.
If that were to happen, I think I would eat my hat because the odds of that happening, I mean, we're talking lottery odds.
I know. Yeah.
You know, I mean, again, the Texans did beat the Browns. But the Browns had Joe Flacco at quarterback. And like most things that get old, you know, we tend to break down after a while. I'm sorry.
So enjoy the games this weekend. And again, Neff, enjoy your birthday and many happy returns to you. And I'm sure our guests coming up here in a moment will echo their sentiments as well.
Well, before we forget, say happy birthday to your mother for me, because, again, she's a wonderful person. Having met her, I really enjoyed meeting her, and we'll both celebrate in style.
Yes. And with that, I will say one more thing. Actually, I meant to mention this earlier. There is another birthday actually today, not one birthday, but two birthdays. We posted in our social media one of the cosplayers of our mascot, Sarah, Floral Ninja-chan, it's her birthday today, and it's also the birthday of her twin sister, Lone Star Dove, who also has done all of her photos as Sarah. So, Floral Ninja-chan, Lone Star Dove, happy birthday to both of you today. Many happy returns, and God bless both of you. All right, so we thank you so much for tuning in. We will continue with Ace Attorney here in just a few minutes. And again, the next podcast, if you'd like to mark down your calendars, should be 2 weeks from tonight to celebrate XAR's 23rd birthday. But now, if I'm JR, thank you so much for joining us, listening, watching. We'll see you next time. If you're watching live, we'll see you in a few minutes. And remember,
keep on looking out for the Extreme Mario Twitch streams. And don't forget, archive versions of our podcast are available at anchor.fm/anime radio or your favorite podcasting platform. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Go Bills. Go Maple Leafs. I had to end it that way, you know?
Well, I'm looking at this. I'm going, you're the one showing the pom-poms. I like it. I don't have to do a thing.
See you next time, folks.